This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Monday it expected Russia to launch a huge new offensive soon as Moscow shifts its focus to seizing territory in the east after its invasion force was driven from the gates of Kiev this month. The first EU leader to meet Vladimir Putin face-to-face since the war began, Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer, gave a grim account of his talks with the Russian leader, held at the residence outside Moscow. Quote, "I generally have no optimistic impression that I can report to you from this conversation with President Putin," he said. Quote, "The offensive in eastern Ukraine is evidently being prepared on a massive scale." After withdrawing forces from northern Ukraine, including suburbs of Kiev, Russia now says its main objective is eastern Ukraine. It's demanding Kyiv cede control of territory there, known as Donbas, to separatist fighters. Kiev says it's getting ready for a new battle. A U.S. official said Washington believed Russia was trying to reinforce and resupply its troops in the Donbas. The biggest prize Russia aims to capture in the Donbas is Mariupol, the main eastern port where thousands of people are believed to have died under a near 7-week siege. If Russia finally captures it, it could better link troops advancing from the east with those from Crimea and shift their focus to a new attempt to encircle the main Ukrainian force in the east. In his latest plea for international support, President Volodymyr Zelensky told South Korea's parliament there were tens of thousands of dead in Mariupol, a figure that has not been independently confirmed. This is VOA News. An Islamic State supporter has been found guilty of stabbing British lawmaker David Amos to death, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Ali Harbi Ali killed the 69-year-old veteran British lawmaker last year while he was meeting with voters at a church hall in England. It was a slaying that shocked the UK and sparked calls for increased police protection for politicians. The 26-year-old defended his actions by saying Amos deserved to die after voting for airstrikes on Syria several years ago. It took the jury just 18 minutes to convict Ali, a London man with Somali heritage. I'm Julie Walker.
French President Emmanuel Macron says he wants to convince a broad range of French voters to back his centrist vision, kicking off a 2-week battle against far-right challenger Marine Le Pen. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The French election outcome will have wide international influence as Europe struggles to contain the havoc wreaked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Macron has strongly backed EU sanctions on Russia, while Le Pen has worried about their impact on French living standards. Another key point of difference, Macron's a firm supporter of NATO and of close collaboration among the EU's 27 members, while Le Pen has dropped earlier threats to pull France out of the EU and abandon the shared euro currency if elected. But some of her proposals, including setting up a national border control, are contrary to EU rules. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 30 people were killed in attacks by suspected jihadist forces on Sunday and Monday in Northeast Democratic Republic of Congo's troubled Ituri province, the local Red Cross said. Rebels from the Allied Democratic Forces, one of the most notorious armed groups, quote, attacked the population in two villages, according to the head of the Red Cross there, as well as another village where 17 civilians died. There was one where 9 was killed. The assailants also targeted a bridge over a river, killing 4 more. It comes after at least 18 civilians were killed by another, that's coming from another respected monitor, the Kyiv Security Tractor. Recapping our top story, Ukraine said on Monday it expected Russia to launch a huge new offensive soon as Moscow shifts its focus to seizing territory in the east after its invasion force was driven from the gates of Kiev this month. The first EU leader to meet Vladimir Putin face-to-face since the war began, Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer, gave a grim account of his talks with the Russian leader held at a residence outside Moscow. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.